Hi students, in my previous class I discussed about molecular spectroscopy. The introductory part was discussed there. Still, I am briefly going into the topic once again. Molecular spectroscopy is nothing but interaction of electromagnetic radiation with matter. It is used for quantitatively and qualitatively determining the molecule or material present in a sample. What happens is that electromagnetic radiation is absorbed when energy of photon corresponding to a difference in energy between the two states. The molecule from lower energy state elevates to the higher energy state. An electromagnetic spectrum is that the phenomenon of transmitting energy in different ways when come together in one physical entity is known as electromagnetic spectrum. And different electromagnetic spectrum are differentiated when the sources of radiation and the amount of energy are different. High energy sources produce breaking of bond, example X-ray or gamma ray. Medium energy sources excite electrons, that is a UV visible spectroscopy, or known as electronic spectroscopy. Low energy sources produce higher energy. These cause vibration of chemical bonds. And even lower energy sources produce rotation of chemical bonds. And this results microwave spectroscopy. And further, lower energy source produce inversion of nuclear spin state. That is the radio wave, and it causes NMR. Nuclear magnetic resonance spectroscopy. Now, energy, if you see the page number 11 of my first lecture note, that is the introduction to molecular spectroscopy, you will see that there is a picture. Energy increases going from left. Ultraviolet and visible have sufficient energy to affect electronic transition. This is higher energy transitions. Higher has even lower energy to affect transition between vibration energy states. Microwave has enough energy to affect transition between rotational energy states, and radio waves have insufficient energy to affect the molecules, but it affects nuclear spin energy states found in magnetic field. And this is the most important kind of spectroscopic methods for determination of structure of molecules, whether synthesized or isolated from any natural sources. This is known as nuclear magnetic resonance spectroscopy. That is, the radio wave is responsible for nuclear magnetic resonance spectroscopy or NMR spectroscopy. Two types of spectroscopies are there. One is emission spectroscopy, and another is absorption spectroscopy. And emission spectroscopy is thermal or electrical excitation of atoms leading electron to metastable state. When the electron jumps to ground state, this releases some amount of energy as radiation. This radiation is analyzed with spectroscope. Example, fluorescence or phosphorescence. Presently, we have nothing to do with this emission spectroscopy, and we are highly interested, and what our syllabus covers is absorption spectroscopy. Substances excited by electromagnetic radiation and certain energy is absorbed by the substance. What kind of energy is absorbed by the substance? That amount of energy is absorbed by the substance, which are characteristic of some functionalities present in the say molecule. These missing wavelengths, which are missing wavelengths, those are characteristic of some functionalities, are missed. That means that are absorbed. And these missing wavelengths are detected by allowing the light coming from the sample to fall on a photographic plate or fall on other devices. This pattern of spectral lines corresponding to the wavelength absorbed are called absorption spectra. And after absorption, the transmitted light, remember, the transmitted light is analyzed by a spectrometer relative to the incident light of given frequency. Example, UV visible, IR, NMR, etc. UV, here I am going to briefly describe you the kind of spectroscopic methods and the effect on the molecular substance and which information we get from these spectroscopic methods. First is a ultraviolet and visible spectroscopy. This range from 190 to 800 nanometer roughly. And what it causes, it changes electronic energy levels within the molecule. Which information do we get? Conjugated unsaturation, conjugation with non-bonding electrons, extent of pi electron system, etc. The next spectroscopic method is infrared, 667 to 4000 centimeter inverse radiation absorbed. And this causes the change in vibrational and rotational movement of the molecule and detects almost all functional groups which have specific vibrational frequencies. I shall discuss this later on. But remember that the functional groups which have specific vibrational frequencies, such as C double bonded O, OH, NH2, C triple bond C, etc., are identified by using infrared spectroscopy. The next one is radio frequency of 60 to 600 megahertz amount of energy is absorbed, and this kind of spectroscopy is known as nuclear magnetic resonance spectroscopy because these induce change in magnetic property of certain atomic nuclei, notably that of hydrogen, that is proton magnetic resonance spectroscopy or nuclear magnetic resonance spectroscopy, when proton or hydrogen is taken into consideration, then it is known as PMR, otherwise it is called NMR. What it indicates or what it is actually used for? It is used for determining the nuclei in different environments. It can be counted and analyzed for structural determination. Now, I shall go into my second lecture, which I am going to deliver today. That is UV visible spectroscopy or electronic spectroscopy. In visible spectroscopy, see page number 3 of my second class note, that is a UV visible spectroscopy or electronic spectroscopy. Here you see there is a prism-like picture and it is written at the top, visible spectroscopy, page number 3 or slide number 3. Sunlight is white light. You all know that it is a white light composed of a range of colors covering wavelength from 380 to 750 nanometer. It's grossly written. When white light falls on an object, the color is detected by the eye and it depends upon absorption or reflection of the material. If the material completely reflects all light, it appears white. If the material completely reflects all light, it appears white. On the other hand, if it absorbs all the light, it appears black. So there is no color as black in this universe. Black is nothing but lack of light. If the material absorbs at a constant fraction of the light across the spectrum, it may appear gray. Now in the next slide, slide number 4, I have shown you a table where the wavelength range absorbed is given along with color absorbed and the color seen by the eye. Actually, when a sample absorbs light of a particular wavelength, then what we see is the complementary color. Suppose if some sample or some compound or some molecule or whatever it may be, any substance absorbs 430 to 480 nanometer wavelength of light, then the color absorbed is blue. But what we see is yellow color. The substance seems like yellow. On the other hand, if it absorbs 580 to 590 nanometer of wavelength of light, that is yellow light, then it appears as blue. And this happens in all the cases. In the next slide, I am showing you a color wheel. See the color wheel there. Suppose in 800 nanometer of light is absorbed, then what appears as 560 nanometer color. And here the light absorbed